If you're stranded, all alone, you can count on me to get you home. I'll be your shelter in the storm.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Another Wickstrom and Dover song. I think somebody, Dante, you're not sucking up to me a little bit, are you? Maybe he is. But anyway, check out Wickstrom and Dover. Search us and listen to our music. Let's go to the phones. Joining us from Jax is Ian Freehill. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing this morning? It is a fantastic looking day. A little cool, but boy, the sun is shining.
Yes, sir. It's a lot nicer today than it was yesterday. I'm thinking about maybe doing some fishing this afternoon with my son.
That would be awesome. I know you're an avid angler. We'll get to that in a minute because I want to talk about the fishing you've been doing, and it's open water fishing. But first thing I want to talk about is it's not a new store, but it's going to seem like a new store. The east location of Jackson Loveland is probably going to become your flagship store. It has been expanded. Tell people about it.
Yes, sir, Terry. We own the whole building, and Gold's Gym previously was in that. They vacated their lease around the first of the year. And since then, we've been really renovating and taking over that space. So we're just about completed with that and have a whole lot more to offer our customers. We've expanded bike, ski, paddle, so we have a full-service bike shop now. We have a five-lane archery range. We've hired an archery tech that can work on bows and set up bows. Full line of athletic gear, soccer, baseball, basketball. Lots of new things there. Tremendous expansion in our casual apparel for both women and men and kids. And a full line of athletic footwear as well. So lots of new stuff at the store.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's expanding the amenities. Having your archery tech and an archery range right in the store, a couple of your other stores do have that. Then a bike shop. In today's world, if you're buying a bike, you know, I know my wife, Karen, who produces this show, she's always having tuning and checkups done on her bike. It just makes your biking experience more pleasurable. The athletic department is something new to Jax, isn't it?
We've dabbled it in the past, Terry, not in my store, but we're going full on now. Like I said, in my store, we've never done it. I think in some of the earlier stores, they did it a little bit, but we're fully back into it now.
Why don't you, you know, sometimes there's confusion because there's two stores in Loveland. Why don't you tell people which store you are so they can differentiate a little easier?
Yes, sir. We're at 950 East Eisenhower, so in the same parking lot with Papa Murphy's Pizza, directly across from Home Depot, and like I said, where the Gold's Gym location used to be.
And so you are the further east. Both stores are on Eisenhower, but one is further west as you're going out of town, and this one, and that's a big store, too. Both these stores are going to offer tremendous Christmas shopping opportunities.
Yes, sir, and we have a very big Black Friday ad, so come see us the day after Thanksgiving. Lots of really cool promotions for that sale as well.
I want to move on to some hunting and fishing, but before we do, you talked about more casual apparel, and I got to tell you, I bought the smart wool socks you guys carry for Karen, and usually we buy socks and stuff as almost a gag gift because we try to find something, you know, nicer, but I tell you what, she has fallen in love with those smart wool socks. Guys, if you want to make your wife happy, buy her a couple pair of those smart wool socks. They are phenomenal.
Absolutely. I look forward to socks every year at Christmas, Terry, because I never buy them for myself, and that's the only time I get new ones. My wife gets them for me every year.
Well, I'll tell you that smart wool, she wears them year-round because they do such a great job of moving the moisture away from your feet. They're soft and comfortable. They feel like a cotton sock. But yet she wears them and her feet don't sweat in them, yet they don't get cold either. It's just, they're just tremendous. Anyway, another thing, I believe you're going to have a room in that store where you can do things like hunter education classes.
Yes, sir. We have an old basketball gym that Golds used to use for aerobic classes and basketball and whatnot. And we have that. We haven't renovated it at all. Real large space, and we'll start doing hunter education classes in there. I believe our next class is scheduled for Saturday, December 10th. Should be on the CPW website to sign up for that. But spaces go very quickly, so I'd encourage anybody who's interested to check that out.
Any chance you'll start doing a few seminars there?
I sure hope so. We've done fly tying classes in the past. Again, anything related to the outdoors, that's what we do at Jack's, Terry. We're grown up and we're having fun, and we love doing that stuff at Jack's. So hopefully a bunch of that in the future.
I don't like the growing up part. I don't want to grow up.
I hear you.
Before we moved on to some of the fishing you have been doing and are looking forward to doing, how is your stock? You opened this new store, expanded. Let's take ice fishing, for example. We've been talking about things like spud bars and augers and shelters. Mm-hmm. In the past few years, stuff has been slow coming in. How are you guys doing with ice fishing gear?
Ice fishing gear is coming in full tilt right now, Terry. We've got a full line of augers. We've got a bunch of rods and rod and reel combos. I've got safety gear, spud bars, and we've got foot traction devices. We do carry mealworms, waxworms, minnows all the time. We've got huts. We've got heaters. We're fully set to equip anybody who's new to the sport or needs to add to their gear that they've already got.
All right, so you could be the ice fishing headquarters for everybody in northern Colorado here, especially with your new store and all the amenities you have. People need to stop by. Now let's talk
Absolutely.
A little bit. You love ice fishing, but you really also love open water fishing for trout and some of these Front Range lakes, don't you?
Yes, sir, I sure do. It's crazy the transition this year. It seems like less than 2 weeks ago I was out trolling for light bass at Boyd on my boat. And now they're ice fishing up in the high country, and we've got, snow in single digits. It's crazy how the transition happened this year.
But you've been chasing a lot of trout in the major reservoirs up and down the Front Range in the fall are heavily stocked with trout. And you've been chasing those. That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I really love to catch anything, Terry. I'm just a fisherman, and I'm non-selective. And the fun thing about stock trout is generally they're pretty easy to catch. I've been fishing Horsetooth Reservoir a fair amount lately, and there's a very strong forage base there right now. A lot of smelt, a lot of crawdads, juvenile bait fish. One of the trout I caught a week and a half ago had a bunch of baby bluegills in his stomach, which was unusual. But those fish get big quickly, which is why it's a lot of fun to catch them there. They've stocked, I think, 90,000 trout in there in the last 2 years. And I've been catching a lot of fish up to the 17, 18-inch mark right now. And they fight like crazy when they get that big.
Any particular techniques you really like?
I've been catching them primarily with just worms under a bobber. Trout, in general, are all through the water column, so you don't have to be down towards the bottom. I'll fish a flip bobber rig 4 or 5 feet below the bobber with just a piece of a night crawler, and that works very well. You can throw metal lures as well, Thomas Buoyants, Castmasters. Blue Fox Vibrax spinners work great. If you prefer a more active style of fishing, that'll work great. You can do both at the same time, which is a lot of fun. Get yourself a second rod stamp and put the bobber out and then throw a lure and see which one works best for you.
I couldn't agree more. Ian, we have to run, but great information, and I hope you have a great Christmas season at that new store. It sounds phenomenal, and I hope you do get out fishing with your kids today.
All right, Terry. Really good talking to you. Thanks again.
You bet. That's Ian from the Loveland store, East Loveland store in Fort Collins. They're going to have so much to offer there. I tell you what, this is a great transition because Chad LaChance wants to talk about taking those stock trout, not only more ways and more places to catch them, but what to do with them afterwards and maybe make some tasty holiday treats. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.